In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, December the 16th. This one is great to have you with us, everybody, as always. Friday on a Fed week doesn't get any better than that, does it? Well, it does, but, you know, not in daily business journalism. David Gura is at Bloomberg. Catherine Rampell is at The Washington Post. They are both in our studios in New York to wrap up the 5 days going by. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Catherine, first question goes to you. Give me your quick gut pass at Chair Yellen and what she had to say about the American economy this week.
Well, she said it was good and that it was time to raise rates, that we will be raising rates more often than expected next year. But she also cautioned that there was a, quote, I think, cloud of uncertainty hovering over the economy and what the President-elect Trump will do. So that seems optimistic, and yet cautious.
Well, we're right. So, David, the best part of me for this whole thing was when she said, talking to the president-elect and to Congress, I don't know that fiscal policy, that is to say government spending changes, are what we need right now.
Yeah, I thought that was a remarkable moment when she allowed that. I think going into the press conference, a lot of people were wondering the degree to which she would comment on what Donald Trump has proposed, what House Republicans say they're going to get through here, these tax cuts, big infrastructure spending. Should she approach this rate decision? Should she and her colleagues approach that decision? Not thinking about that because we haven't really seen much meat on the bones yet. And the point she made was, look at where employment is right now, for unemployment at 4.6%. Maybe this isn't the right time to spend so much money on infrastructure. We have some insight into what she and her colleagues were thinking at that meeting this week.
What happens, Catherine, if government stimulus does go ahead and yet the economy is already at 4.6%? I mean, it's inflationary and all of that jazz.
Well, we'll probably have a nice little boost to growth in the near term. Yep. In the longer term, it's somewhat dangerous. It means that if and when, well, I should say when, we have a recession, there won't be that much powder left in the keg. We will be basically causing the economy, or potentially causing the economy, I should say, to overheat right now because we do have very low unemployment. And it's not clear that this is what the economy needs at this point, not only because we are so close to full employment, but because, again, you want to have some measures left, some Keynesian stimulus left for when it's actually necessary.
David, let me ask you a sort of macroist question here. The dollar has been on a tear. Rates are going up here, so people are plowing into the dollar. That, in theory, and again, you know, this is all sort of in the out years now with the Trump economy, could put a little hitch in his giddy up, if you will, economically, and what he wants to get done.
Yeah, a great kind of unanswered question at that news conference as well was what's going to happen to the Federal Reserve. Janet Yellen's term ends in 2018, I believe, and I think there could be five or six vacancies on the Fed when you look at governors and other positions that Donald Trump has the potential to fill there. So she didn't address that uncertainty. She didn't address the uncertainty about what's going to happen with trade. You know, if there were new tariffs, that could have a huge effect, huge drag on the economy. She didn't wade into those waters as well. Yeah, you look at the dollar, incredibly strong. You look at the euro weakening to a level that I don't think we'd seen since 2003.
I'm calling it now, by the way.
This week.
Parity is coming back. Dollar-euro parity
is
coming
back. Parity. We're on parity.
I think we should all go to Europe and just buy everything that's not nailed down.
That's right. Weekly wrap from London. I love it.
There's
all sorts of trouble with the Chinese currency as well. I mean, it's hard to remember low those many months ago, but, you know, January and February of this year, so much trouble with the reserves in China, and it seems like we're headed right back for that again.
I don't want to put too much emphasis on the markets, Catherine, but I do feel obliged just because he mentioned it, the president-elect did, in that meeting he had with the tech CEOs on, I guess, Wednesday. You know, part of the footage that got passed around before the cameras got ushered out was him saying, well, they're talking about the bounce, and I'm grateful for the bounce, and I love the bounce, right? And it was him talking about the stock market rally that has happened, in all fairness, since Election Day. People keep asking me as I go out on the streets and, you know, chit-chat with folks, well, how much credit does Donald Trump deserve for the stock market rally? And so the question now gets put to you live on the radio.
Well, far be it from me to try to explain those animal spirits.
Yeah.
I will say that if you talk with, big Wall Street economists, for example, they will acknowledge that there's some optimism about the value of tax breaks, for example, and the fact that there could be repatriation of some profits that are overseas, and that, you know, could help the bottom lines of some of these big publicly traded companies. So I don't want to discount that. But on the other hand, again, I try to be very cautious about interpreting those animal spirits.
Fair enough. David,
you're looking for like for rainbows in that cloud of uncertainty. And a lot of people will say also that, you know, he's talked about scaling back regulations, if not ripping them up as a whole. And so if you believe what the banks are saying, that they're burdened by the regulations we've seen here in the last 5-6 years, you know, then maybe there is a case there to be made. Again, there could be a case not to,
yeah,
to be made,
right,
as well. We don't know what he's going to do yet. Yeah. But if regulation disappears, that could potentially be good for the banks.
David Gura and Catherine Rempel in our New York Bureau on a chilly, chilly Friday in New York City.
Very cool.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good weekend. On Wall Street today, we'll call it a break in that bounce. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.